Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God for His faithfulness, His goodness, His mercy. Are you thankful for the Lord today? Are you grateful that you've surrendered your heart and your life to God? What a wonderful thing it is to be a child of God. Well, we've been talking about a crossroads that every day, actually, there's big times or big decisions we need to make in our lives, but there's with every day that we live, we are faced with situations that are very familiar. Sometimes unexpected things come up. There are challenges, there are difficulties. We have a choice of how we're going to respond. And the crossroads I'm speaking of is sometimes they involve natural decisions, of course, but the real crossroads is in the spirit. Just like as we've been looking at the children of Israel in Numbers, the 13th chapter, they had a choice. 12 of them went into the promised land, and they were really all in agreement that it was a very rich and fruitful land. Everything that they could have desired in the natural. What a contrast from the wilderness they had been walking around in. But how did they respond to the challenges? And we know 10 of them saw nothing but the difficulties, the impossibility of it, and only two, Joshua and Caleb, responded in faith. And I trust you know the story. Those that doubted God, even though God had done incredible wonders. This generation, they had seen the plagues. They had seen God's divine protection. They had seen the Red Sea parted. I mean, you might say, oh, well, if I was up that number, I would never have doubted God. Well, let us not be too hasty to make responses of how we might have responded or not, because we all face situations in our lives that, in spite of all the examples in the Word of God, do we always successfully, without fail, choose the path of the Lord, choose the promises of God, or do we let doubt and unbelief undermine us? This is the question that God is, I think, presenting to us. We, you know, how many people, the children of God, are calling prayer groups across the land, calling out for revival, calling out for signs and wonders and people to be brought to the Lord. But Jesus said, when I return, and then we know the times are running very short. We don't know the exact return of the Lord, but He said, when I return, when the Son of Man comes, will I find faith in the earth? That's the question that we have to examine. That's the question we have to look at in terms of our own lives. Are we choosing the pathway of faith? Are we choosing that high road of believing God, trusting God, or are we detoured on the wrong road where there's nothing but negativity, unbelief, and the sorrows that come with not trusting God? Let's look at a contradiction in this example I'm sharing about the 12 spies that make a parallel to our own Christian walk and experience. First of all, the land was just as they were told. Remember, God said, He said, send out spies, and they were told that it was a land flowing with milk and honey. In fact, it was even better than they had hoped. But what's the contradiction? They saw with their own eyes the blessings, the bounty, the abundance. But in verse 28, they said, nevertheless. That word, what a sad word. It's an adverb, and it means in spite of that, in spite of all this wonderful real estate we saw, there were some problems. The people are very large. The cities are fortified. They're very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak. They were known for their huge size. They were giants. So listen to me, beloved. Unbelief always contradicts God. Why? Because it can only judge by appearance. It's the reflection, the response of the carnal mind. We are creatures of five senses. We see whatever we see with our natural eyes. That's what many times governs, certainly for the unsaved, that's what governs their choices, their decisions, their emotions, their attitudes. It's what they see. It's what flesh and blood is ruled and governed by. Things you hear, things you see. But we are called to, if we live in the Spirit as God's children, which we are, we should then walk in the Spirit. Unbelief contradicts God, beloved. It contradicts what Jesus has said in his word to us. We judge by appearance when we're in the carnal man does. And what is appearance? It's apparent reality. It's what the senses tell us. But faith, It's not the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. It's faith in God. To the atheist, believing in an unseen, unknown God is ridiculous because you can't measure or quantify this personage called God. Beloved, it is by faith that we come to God and by faith that we grow in the things of God. God had provided a good and wonderful and fruitful land for them. But instead, what did they do? They responded as the natural man. They saw only the negative. They saw with their eyes of flesh instead of eyes anointed to believe the promise of God. Caleb and Joshua, surely they saw the giants, but what was their response? God's with us. We are well able to take the Lamb. They saw God's intervention in preceding days, the miracles of their deliverance, that after 400 years, a million or more people were able to walk free, and they walked. There was none weak or sick among them. There was not one feeble, the King James says. That means even up in years. However, there had to be some really old people. They didn't have a problem with a wilderness trek. You know, they were able to march right. What a day. I hope they have videotapes in heaven of history. That would be so cool to see, to see these exciting moments in time. Well, I know, what was his name? The Ten Commandments, that was a pretty good reenactment. However, beloved, God is encouraging us to believe him, to believe the promises of God. I read a story recently about two young boys, and these boys were raised by an alcoholic father. As they grew older, they were taken away from their home because it was a broken home, and their father was drunk all the time. So each of the boys were raised separately, foster homes, and each went his own way in the world. Many years later, they happened to be interviewed separately by a psychologist who was analyzing the effects of drunkenness on children in broken homes. His research revealed that though the two men were raised the same, they were, when he did that interrogation, if you will, or examination, they were strikingly different. One of the boys was clean living, who never drank, while the other was a helpless drunk like his father. Listen closely. The psychologist asked each of them why he developed the way he did. Why was his lifestyle the way that it was? And each son gave an identical answer. What else would you expect when you had a father like mine? Think about that. And I've known of people where, I'm thinking of one in particular, grew up with a father who was a working alcoholic. I mean, would before breakfast would drink a whole tumbleful of straight, whiskey or whatever it was, and lived a lifestyle that way. But that son had he was never tempted to follow the pathway of the father. And so this little story I shared, it demonstrates a rule that is implicit in stress and health and human behavior. Listen closely. It really isn't a question of what happens to you in life that's going to make the difference. What's going to make the difference is how you react to each circumstance that you find yourself in. Look at those boys. Same circumstance. One became a drunk. The other never touched the stuff. And so it's what we do with the experiences we face. And each Christian begins the same. You know, we face the same situation. We all came from the same position. Background's different, of course, but spiritually, we were all sinners. We were lost. We have the possibility of choosing how we are going to react to those things that confront us. We're going to either respond positively or negatively. We're going to respond in faith, or we're going to respond in unbelief, in doubt, in uncertainty, in a lack of trust in God. Isn't he able? When you think back to how he's moved in your life, I mean, you might be in a really, really, really hard situation right now. And trust me, having gone through the warfare and the battles that this ministry and I personally have gone through, I do not make light of your trials and battles. But I do know that God is faithful, no matter how dark it gets. Like David, I've been able to say, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto my God. Many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord. That's my prayer for you, to trust in the Lord. Praise God. Well, my time has flown. I thought I was going to finish this message this week, but it doesn't look that way. But I'm just going to carry on as long as God would have us stay in this theme. And I invite you to not only listen to my word on this station at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, but also that you would share your prayer requests. This is an aspect of the ministry, a sacred trust that I have before the Lord that I love to do. I love to pray, and no one else reads or answers the mail but myself. And I don't know which I love more, broadcasting or answering the mail. I love both because it's something God has given to be a blessing to the people of God. We've done this ever since 1965. That's a pretty good track record. Continuous daily radio broadcasts as well as continuous ministry. I love you. Thank God for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.